Hey everybody, Jake and Gino here, formerly known as the Pizza Guy and the Drug Rep. Screw that, Gino. We are the Pizza Guy and the Drug Rep. We are the recovering Pizza Guy and the Drug Rep. And listen, it's been about 10 years now for me. You know, I was in the game. I was in the corporate W-2 grind year after year. Hey, layoffs, right? It was back in the whole healthcare reform days, and it was a trying time for me. So we all have our reasons why we've transitioned from W-2. To the multifamily space full time. But Gino, you had a great business. You had a high paying job. You're a restaurateur making some delicious food. I'm just going to say it for everybody. Jake's chicken was on the menu. And yes, we're talking about this, Jake. Excellent cherry peppers. Oh, you're taking me back to a good time. Anyways, Gino, why did you make the move to multifamily full time from having, and really it was a job in a lot of ways, but you owned the business. Tell me about this.
So for me, it was a lot sooner than 10 years ago. I transitioned. My D-Day was March of 2016. And I'll never forget that first month. It was scary, but it was so exciting at the same time. Let me take you back to 2008, everybody. It's the Great Recession. My father just passed away. And I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, I had worked with him since I was 8 years old. I had worked in the business with him every day. And I lost one of my best friends. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, am I building his dream? Or am I building my dream? And 2008 comes, there's a reset. I'm working harder. I'm making less. I feel like I'm trading dollars for time. And we podcasted a gentleman named Steve Sims. Google him. It's on the Jake and Gino channel. He says people who are wealthy really value their time. And I thought about that back then. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not valuing my time because I'm trading it for dollars. And I'm stuck in the rat race every day, working 1 week, getting paid. Then the next week, I'm not building anything. And for me, that's where it started. That's why I wanted to leave my job. I wanted to find an entrepreneurial venture because at Jake and Gino, we create multifamily entrepreneurs. That's what multifamily was to me back then. I'm like, if I can start buying these little buildings and these businesses, I can start creating an amazing enterprise. It took me a little while to do that. Thankfully, I met the man in purple over there in 2009. 2011, we get together. And listen, it was hard. It took us 18 months to find our first deal. We didn't have buy right, manage right, finance right. We didn't have the Jake and Gino community that has closed over 18,000 units to date, over $1 billion in transactions. I created that. We created that because of what multifamily real estate has done for us. So for me, it was a passion. It was leaving that restaurant because it wasn't my sole purpose. I don't think I was put on this planet to work 60 hours a week, to come home, to be grumpy, to sit on the couch, and to have my 6 children look at me and go, hey, you know, dad works hard. He hates his job.
Who's that guy?
Exactly. I don't want my children growing up and equating hard work with not having a fulfilling life. And that's the reason why I wanted to leave my job, and I ultimately went to the route of multifamily because I didn't want my business funding my lifestyle as I was doing. I wanted my lifestyle being funded by my business, and that's how I left New York in 2017 because I could move anywhere I wanted to do the job, and I came down to Florida. That is it in a nutshell. I could go on this for hours, but for everybody out there, figure out what your why is. Figure out what your sole purpose is. And then build your lifestyle and your business around your sole purpose.
So you were able to create a life of purpose rather than just sustaining. Yes. Basically, at the restaurant, it was a relationship with the business, literally. And I know you're a responsibility junkie. It was all about providing for your family. And it was a means to an end is ultimately what it was. Mm-hmm. But we want to look at life in a different way. And we have one shot at this. And we want to create a life of abundance that's fulfilling, and it's a life of purpose. And Gino rolled the dice. He gambled and he won because he put in the work, and he was able to create a life of purpose now where he sees his kids every day. He spends quality time with his kids. He homeschools his kids, and he's living his true values, and he's putting his money where his mouth is. He took a chance and it paid off. Now, entrepreneurship is not all sunshine and rainbows. Okay. So I want you to now discuss what it really looks like. Cause you don't just sit at home and look, I was talking to you yesterday, like, hey, we're going to the beach. I'll catch up with you in a little bit. That's awesome. You live right at the beach. You have a great place in Florida now. But ultimately, describe what your day looks like now, because it's not always sunshine and rainbows and you have your challenges. But it talk about the differences between when you had really that job at the restaurant, when someone didn't call and you'd be doing the dishes, to today.
You mentioned the word values. As an entrepreneur, we need to create values, core values. And we need to start living our life based on our values and having a values-based decision-making. That's why I created Jake and Gino. I work when I want to, with who I want to, where I want to, and why. I'm probably working harder now than I did at the restaurant. I just choose to whenever I can work. We have 7 or 8 events a year with Jake and Gino. I'm working a lot of weekends. I'm not working every weekend. My values were I need to be with my family. I'm missing out on Christmas Eve. I'm missing out on
New Year's. Who's showing up to those events though?
Yeah. But
kids are working the swag table.
That's right. That's right. And that's where my values were. I wanted my children to grow up in an entrepreneurial lifestyle. And you'd mentioned the life of an entrepreneur. It can be lonely. We're a little crazy. We are obsessed. When you're an entrepreneur, you're obsessed. You're about thinking about creating the business. And more importantly, number one, creating value for the marketplace. And number two, chasing opportunities. We're not chasing money. We're chasing opportunities because ultimately those opportunities lead to money. And the relationship that we have with money now is a lot different when you're financially free as when you're trying to pay the bills when you're W-2. Now as an entrepreneur, I have enough money to pay my bills paid through the real estate. So now every venture that I do, I look at it through a prism of how many people I can impact, how many people's lives I can change, how many people's lives we can inspire. So it is—
And does it align with your values?
Exactly.
If it's not in a value alignment, we're not doing it.
Exactly. Period. It has to start with the values, Jake. And that's why I challenge everyone listening to this right now. Have you fleshed out your values? Have you flushed out your mission statement? If you haven't, everything's an opportunity. And then when everything's an opportunity, nothing's an opportunity. And right before we got on this recording, Jake was talking about, I want tunnel vision. I want to focus on one thing. Well, that's what you do as an entrepreneur. You want to focus on the things that are opportunities to you. But how do you know if they're an opportunity if you don't, they're not aligned with your values? That's very important, everybody.
Versus if there's the employee mindset that is not aligned from a value standpoint, which I was in, meaning I was in a corporate job, there was not a values alignment. The culture was toxic, but I still had to do what I was told. It was basically get in line. Mm-hmm. Whereas now, look, we're looking for those values-based relationships. Now, Gina, we wrote a book called The Honeybee. I know you love giving free stuff away. I think this aligns so much with what we talked about today. How can folks get a free copy from you?
Well, I'm holding up right now. I mean, just email me, Gino@JakeandGino.com. I'll send you a PDF copy of the Honeybee. It's a beautiful relationship between creating a business and taking those next steps. You know, Noah in the book is Jake. He's a struggling W-2 pharmaceutical sales rep going around. He hates his job. He meets Tom, who's a beekeeper, who is the ultimate entrepreneur. He owns the beehive. Noah is the bee there making the honey, doesn't know why he's doing it. And it's just a great story of the struggles, a lot of the lessons, instead of how do you do it? Who can help you? All these different stories in this book, it's written, all of my children have read it. I mean, you know, it's an easy read for somebody, but it's really thought-provoking. And it shows the growth of Noah from the W-2. Ultimately, every stream of revenue has to have a purpose. And it really helped us out into creating Rand Cares, where we've donated almost 100,000 meals to date. And with my goal of donating 1 million meals by the year 2030, we're going to hit that before. It's given us the idea that it's not just about making money, but it's also about making impact in other people's lives.
Living a life of purpose, gang. If you want a copy of that, hit up the Multifamily Jedi, Gino@JakeandGino.com. And we'll get our team to send you one. So, Gino, thanks so much. This is great. I really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Jake.